Foot, like Brenda Fassi, yeah, Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
There's a reason why this time of the year, of the day, I am in this exact location. And 500 people per event. That was the biggest African rave in Dubai.
Hi everyone, welcome to another edition of Dubai Diasteries. My name is Yvette Kikuyu, your self-proclaimed storyteller here in the UAE. On this platform, we aim to educate, empower, and entertain through those innovative and inspiring stories to just reassure you that your dreams are valid. Before I start, I would like to say a massive thank you to everybody who has been pushing my agenda, helping me sell my market. Oh, after you, Nayu, God, my God will bless you all tenfold. I'm so grateful we managed to achieve 1,000 subscribers. And that is not a small feat, having only 5 episodes in the bag. This is obviously the 6th one. And please support me as much as you can. You grow, we gain, we retain, we inspire, you aspire. And that is the dream. In studio today, I have, he started off as a house, but now has grown into a republic. This man, to me, is what I would call an innovator, a cultural shifter, a trailblazer, someone who had a vision in his mind, and he has been able to witness it and see it forthcome into pure reality. The president of the Republic of House of Yanos is in the building, people. Mr. Farai! Nike!
I'm a whole president.
It's a cabinet meeting. If you're the president, I'm a minister.
Yeah, that's how it is.
How have you been?
Good.
How are you feeling today?
Today I feel extremely blessed. Mm-hmm. Like it's a good time. Like we were talking earlier, I'm taking time to appreciate what's happening around me. So this is that season where we just finished our summer series and we killed it. And we're taking time to actually say that, you know what, it was a good summer,
mm-hmm,
and preparing for winter. So
and winter's gonna be huge.
10 times.
10 times, because ten times. I feel the beats hit even harder during winter. Like when people are chilled, cooled, you don't get that tiredness, you know.
Yeah,
you can have different kind of events, beach, indoor, outdoor, right?
Yeah, we're outside.
We're outside. They're letting us outside.
Now we're outside, for real.
For real. Yeah. Thank you so much for honoring my invitation and for coming. As you have said, I feel like sometimes when you're in the process, like, you're going to obviously get into the details and tell us how long this has been a journey for you. Like, people might see the finished product, but they don't understand the strive and the dedication that came with it in the beginning. So, yes, today let's celebrate you, Farai. You've done the damn thing. You fucked shit up. Oh, we can speak French here. Feel free.
Oh, we're speaking French?
We can speak French. Yes.
Let's speak French. We're speaking French today.
We're speaking French. So but I obviously like to start the series with one question, because as we know, Dubai is our home away from home. Tell me your Dubai story. How did you come about to living in this beautiful city that we call home?
So firstly, I'm honored to be here.
Aww.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And this is my first time. I haven't done this before.
Yay!
Toxic is not on a podcast anywhere. Catch me here first.
Hey, it's an exclusive.
But I moved to Dubai, I think, in 2015.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've been here for a while. And I came as a bartender.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was a guy in the bars, you know. I wasn't mixing the beats, but I was mixing the drinks, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and he's spitting right. I like it.
So I was always that guy, like, I came through, I did not know anything about bartending. Like, I just went for an interview, lied my way throughout the whole interview, and the guy actually knew that I was lying, and he was like, you know what? He liked my personality.
You know what I normally say? if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit. Like, has someone ever bullshitted you so badly? You're like, I actually kind of believe that.
Wow.
Wow.
You're
I'm
really
impressed.
Good at this. Yeah, that was my thing. Like, it was asking me the basic questions, like, oh, how do you make a margarita? And I'm like, bruh, all you need is vodka. And it's like, yo. So I lied through the whole thing, but he liked my persistence. And that's one key thing about me. Like, that is my core. I'm a very persistent person.
I'm going to print you a T-shirt that says, persistence beats resistance.
Yes.
A word.
I'll wear that. I'll wear that.
Okay, cool.
So it was one of my key things. And it was like, look, you're persistent. And I could tell that you want to be here, which beats a lot of people that have. And that's one of the things that I actually picked up in life, that sometimes you might have the experience, but if you don't have the drive, you'll not get there. You have the experience, but there's someone that does not have experience, but they have the drive.
Correct.
And they understand once you get that thing in your hand, if you're handed that thing with the drive, you'll take it 10 times further than the person that has experience.
No, true.
And that's what it was. I guess I was in the right place at the right time. I had not heard about Dubai ever before in my life. I'm like,
so walk me through this. Like, you're back home, and if you don't mind telling us, where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Originally, I'm from Zimbabwe, but it connects. Like, it's a lot of background there, and it connects a lot of heritage. My mom's side is from Mozambique. My dad's side is from Mozambique. Mm-hmm. They met in Zimbabwe. I was born in Zimbabwe, so I identify as a Zimbabwean.
Okay.
I studied in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, you know, the time frame where you start learning how to drink, that's the most important time frame
Extremely
in life.
Extremely important.
Because you understand what goes with drinking.
Correct.
And that's music. So I learned a lot in that culture. So that's why I'm heavily plugged in that culture, because that was the time where I learned how to be a young man. So with the music that we are showcasing now, it's, if you look at house, anything that we've created as a team, House of Yanos, Breakfast Club, There Goes the Neighborhood, Gondwana Land, like it's a story of growing up. What I was listening to during that time, and that resonates with Breakfast Club. If you look at Breakfast Club DJs.
Breakfast Club is such a vibe.
Yeah.
It's like, it reminds me of when I was growing up, and after church, my mom would like meal prep for the week, and she would just listen to Vulinzela, Emanko, Poti, Brenda Fassi, Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Like, that old school vibe that is so hard to replicate these
exactly.
days.
Exactly. You can't take it. All you can actually do is take the original and just try add something on top, which is a lot of people are doing. But that is what Breakfast Club is. Breakfast Club is my university days, my early manhood days, where I'm still learning and all of these. And the hype people during that time are the people that I am now going back into South Africa and bringing in here.
Wow.
And we'll get into that later. But
so what did Farai study in school? In uni?
Mass communication.
You are definitely meant to do this. You are definitely meant to do this. Because honestly speaking, I feel my education background failed me. Because now I'm learning from University of YouTube how to do this.
Yeah.
And this is what I should have essentially done back then.
Yeah, true.
But then I believe that some roles in life don't choose, they choose you.
Exactly.
And probably there's a reason why it has to happen now. That's how I console myself.
I was blessed enough to actually be, I'm a guy that always believes that with everything that happens in life, there's a purpose. You meet people for a reason. You're in certain places for a reason. And I actively, as soon as I go into new spaces, I actively look for a reason why I'm there. Beyond the fact that I'm meeting this person for lunch, I'm meeting this person for dinner, I always look at look at outside the box. Like intention. I always, go like, okay, I'm here for this person, but there's a reason why this time of the year, of the day, I am in this exact location.
Fact, because at the end of the day, we can make money, lose money, but we can never gain back time. Mm. So if I'm giving you time, there gotta be a reason.
Exactly.
And you have to be pouring into my season.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I vibe with that. I vibe with that. So, yeah, so I was, that's basically my background. Mm-hmm. And after I finished school, I moved to Cape Town.
Okay.
Then started working in Cape Town. I was working in a small shop that used to sell hot dogs and corn dogs. So I was the guy that was making hot dogs there. It was my first job, my first grind. I'm selling Pepsis. Mm-hmm. It was a small shop. But you find that, like I said, like some of the things that you do mm-hmm. and some of the places that you get into, you end up meeting people that you carry on in life. And because of that place that I worked, I met my current business partner.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I got goosebumps. No way.
Yeah. So I met one of my major business partners, my best friend. That's where we met. And it was by chance. He was going to the gym that was next to the place that I was. Mm-hmm. And by some chance, he came into my store. We started just to order. He came to order. He finished gym. He was like, let me order and drink something. In the midst, like, it was a small store, like this size. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, it was this size. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't massive. And he just sat by the counter. I was behind the counter. And it's like, so where are you from? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm from Zim. Oh, for real? It's like, but I didn't live in Zim. Mm-hmm. I lived here for most of my life.
Okay.
Okay, cool. And fast forward to now, we've had a friendship that has been 11 years strong.
Whoa.
He's one of the key elements into pushing everything that I do currently right now.
So is he in Dubai as well right
now? Yeah, moved him. As soon as I moved.
You relocated him.
I swear, I relocated everyone I needed to fulfill this destiny.
Wow.
Everyone that needed to fulfill this destiny is currently in Dubai. And I moved everyone from my older brother, Smiley.
Oh, wow.
As soon as I got here, I was like, there's space. Come.
Yes.
And we invested in that. He came through. My nephews bought them in. My best friend bought him in.
Wow.
And yeah, so.
That is true legacy, transforming people's life, because that is a story that will live to be told to your next and your next generation.
I believe in that.
Wow.
I believe in the fact that you're not the person that's going to tell your stories. Mm. Someone else is going to tell your stories.
Correct.
And you need people that actually witness you in real time. A lot of people, there's a lot of people that believe in the whole hustle in silence. No, hustle very loud. Because at the end of the day, we're in a generation where I tell you something just because I'm here in this podcast.
Yeah.
My message is going to resonate so much to your audience.
Correct.
Just because I'm here with you, your message and your journey is going to resonate so much with the people that I connect with as well.
Facts.
So hustle loud, hustle proud.
Mm.
Hey, I'm coming up with these things.
I'm just like, should I be writing them down? I love it. And that's actually, I love that you've said that, because a lot of people like to showcase the end product, but never talk about the process.
Yeah.
Or end up diluting the process after the end product. But that doesn't give it the heart, the soul.
Yeah, true.
So I normally say, go with the flow, ride the wave. As long as you're being authentic to your true self,
which is important,
your light will always shine bright.
Yeah, which is important, which is very important.
Okay, let's draw it back to the bartending days. This was around 2015. I feel like this, your entire life has been preparing you for this.
I swear, it has.
Just listening to that first part of the story.
Yeah, it has. And I'm actually reflecting back onto it now. Like, I haven't actually thought deep about it, but every single thing that I've been through actually brings me to that moment, the moment we were talking about earlier, that was the full circle moment where you understand why you've gone through what you've gone through.
Correct. And for context, the moment we're talking about, I am an avid, I am, when I'm telling you I'm MOE, Minister of Entertainment in House of Llanos, you know.
It's not Mall of Emirates. MOE, not Mall of Emirates.
No, not Mall of Emirates. Because it was just this moment we were at UMI and you were standing on top of the stage and I could see you literally wanted to say something. And then you just held the mic on your chest.
Yeah.
And you just looked around. And I was like, this is the mama I made
that
it
was
moment.
Beautiful.
And I captured it so really and truly. And I was like, damn.
That was beautiful.
Like, you did it.
Yeah.
And I came and I told you, Farai, you did it.
Yeah. That was one of the most emotional moments. Even up until now, it gets me there. And that is what's important about having people around you that actually know you. Because as soon as my team saw that, they were like, okay, you know what? Let's pull them out. If you actually see what happened following that time.
Mm-hmm. If you actually look at... Trust me, let the tears roll. I'm just trying to hold them back because my lashes are going to fall off.
Yeah, like if you actually look at what happened following there, it was immediately, it was like my team came in and were like, look, come through, let's go. Like we moved as a whole pack and... went to take a moment because that was it. You understand why you were listening to, you understand why you were listening to particular music during that time. You understand why you were learning about drinks. You understand why you're learning about food. Why was I a bartender? From bartending, let's continue the story.
Yes.
So I was a bartender 2 years. Everything, like I went from working, I was in 360. I don't know if you
yes remember. Of course I remember Burj. Of course I've drunk there twice and you got me lit. The walk back, I was
that's
like,
the best.
I kept feeling the bridge is moving.
Like that's the best.
I'm like, Dubai drinks are normally not this cock.
Yeah.
Clearly the bartender was doing something right today.
No, shout out to the 360 team. Like that was genuine family. Got there, they treated me as if I was one of their own. It was the first multicultural experience that I've ever had where I'm working with an Indian, I'm working with a Filipino, I'm working with, and everyone has their own different mentality.
Correct.
Someone from
different cultures,
Uzbekistan,
different backgrounds. I can't even spell that country.
And I'm there going like, oh, for real, that's actually a country. And shout out to them because they took me in and you would expect a lot of racism or backlash.
Correct.
In such a society, but it wasn't like that, and I respect people like that. Worked in a club. I had the club experience. From 360, I was transferred to a wine bar.
Okay.
So I had the more relaxed, understood
chilled
wine. Yeah.
Panache.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got to understand that, and my journey continued from working as a bartender in a wine bar. I went to Zero Gravity. And Zero Gravity, I was applying to be a bartender and the manager was there was like, no.
Immediately no.
Yeah, I'll put you as our guest relations.
Wow.
So I got into guest relations and managing VIP bookings and all of that, which also taught me a lot of things.
Okay.
But the key period in my life was the transition between being a bartender and getting into Zero Gravity because they messed up with my recruitment. So they gave me, I was supposed to join immediately, but someone messed up somewhere and I ended up joining 2 months later.
Oof.
2 months of sitting.
Oof. And stewing. And you know, at that particular point, it even starts to beckon negative thoughts of like, is this not happening? Is it really happening? The anxiety comes in. And then as much as we love this city, we know that there's always that hatch on your back. That one wrong move on your passport, like you're out.
Yeah, exactly. Did they change their mind?
You know?
You're sitting there. They don't give you a joining date. But that was the moment. That was the moment.
What did you learn in that season of uncertainty?
So it was, what happened was I basically was working between, I hit up my manager and I was like, I haven't started. Then he was like, okay, you know what? I'll bring you back in as a temp.
Okay.
On the weekends, you come through. When we're busy, you come through. At least you're earning something because it's basically the same company.
That's very thoughtful, by the way.
Yeah. So it's the same company. Zero Gravity was being managed by Jumeirah. Jumeirah owns 360.
Got it. So you already had a rapport and they knew you.
Yeah.
And your work ethic and everything. Yeah. So that's good.
So my old manager was like, okay, before you join there, come here and, you know, part time. And that was the moment because I had so much time during the week where I would be like, okay, guys, what do people do in the city? Let me go out. I would go to, I don't want to name the places now.
Yeah. And most of them are probably even closed, respectfully.
I would be there and go like, I want to get in. Like, no, minimum spend 3,000 per person.
Per person.
Yeah, it was rough.
It was very rough. I see these Gen Z kids enjoying and I'm like, you are walking on the glory our backs.
I swear, it was really tough those days. And those clubs were not even playing even our music.
At all.
You would find it would be packed out with Nigerians buying tables, doing this, spending so much.
Mm.
And it's only uns, like it's uns the whole time.
Uns by my house second music. Drink, I'm already getting a headache.
Like, it wasn't catering.
The vibe was not connecting.
Yeah, then I would go to another place and get to that place. Okay, cool. Let me get in. Are you on guest list?
I just want to catch a vibe.
It's a Tuesday.
Like, what does someone have to do in this city to catch a vibe?
I swear, the frustration was so much because I'm a person that gets frustrated by not accomplishing a certain task. I get so frustrated by it.
You like to cross it out.
Yeah, so one day I get back. I'm working a shift. And I go back and I'm sitting in the cafeteria during my part time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where do people go? Everyone that is my skin tone, everyone that is my tax bracket, it wasn't even closed. If it was closed down to, no, there are no places for black people. No, it was basically closed down to, there's a certain level of money you need to make to enjoy the city.
Correct.
And I'm asking all these
especially
people.
Especially for men. Especially what? For men.
For me to go out, I would go shopping. I would go to Bershka. I would go buy a new fit. New fit. Save money from my salary that is already low. Mm-hmm. And I would save a good chunk of it so that I can just go to the entrance and hope to get picked. And I'm sitting there. Everyone has the same frustration. Everyone's like, bruh, no way. And I was like, okay.
There's a gap in the market.
And that wasn't my eureka moment.
It wasn't it.
Ooh. I went back and I was chilling and I was like, you know what? To hell with this. Then I finished my weekend shift. Monday, I get an idea. And it comes when you understand something. I want to say this for the first time. When I understood what I was supposed to do, I did not sleep for 2 days.
No way. It's like a spiritual awakening.
It was back-to-back of ideas. I had a book. I sat down with a book and I was writing. And
whoa.
I didn't sleep. As soon as I sleep, I'm thinking of something. I would wake up, write it down. As soon as I want to do something, as soon as I'm cooking, I would put my pot on the side, write down what
and
I'm
you've
thinking.
You mentioned something very beautiful, the power of writing things down.
Yeah.
The power of writing things down. I have a journal where on average I listen to like 4 podcasts in a day.
Oh, wow.
And I consume so much and it gets to a point, you become a pro because you're like, why don't they do it like these other guys? I wish they could do it like these guys just to get more.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize that entire time God was just preparing me.
Podcasting
was not even a big thing yet. Like, nobody even knew that your iPhone comes naturally with the podcasting app. Like, it was not a big phenomena.
I actually don't know that.
Now you do, right? But for me, it had gotten to a point. Those was when the glamour of YouTube content creator was a big thing back then. But I just don't like that anxiety of like when I'm watching something and like it's a babe and then I see her bra strap. I'll focus on the bra strap. I'm like, I want to put it in. My OCD won't allow me to focus on the message.
Yeah, true.
So with podcasting, it being only audio, I can enjoy and I can focus on the message. So that I wrote down a list of, one day my friend just got me a journal and I sat down and I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. This is the legacy that I want to be known for.
Intense.
And I wrote down like the 10 guests that are like my dream to interview.
Yeah.
And I wrote down like an idea of how I want the set to look. I literally wrote down on the page and said, I am going to be Africa's Oprah.
Nice. I love that. I love that.
So when you say writing,
yeah,
you're speaking to my soul.
Yeah, I walk around, like, there was a point in my life before I discovered notes on my phone. There's a point in my life where I used to walk around with a book.
Mm.
And if people that knew me, the time where...
Yeah.
I was working in Kiza, they would know that I had a brown book that I would always walk around with. Mm. And my notes did not make sense except to me.
Because they're yours. They're personal.
It would be like scribbling.
It's like you've watched Prison Break. How the guy had like the entire map of the prison tattooed on his body.
Yeah.
But nobody could understand it except him.
Exactly. That was the cheat code. So now I get it. Monday, Tuesday, I'm up.
Mm.
Wednesday, I'm like, okay, you know what? Cool. Let me actually start making calls.
Mm-hmm.
I call up a friend and I'm like, what would happen if I speak to 5 people,
mm-hmm.
those 5 people speak to 5 people, and those 5 people speak to 5 people?
It's the spider net effect.
I was like, bro, like, are you okay? Are you drunk? I was like, tell me.
Yeah.
It was like, we'll end up becoming 50 or 100 people.
It's like, giving pyramid scheme.
You know? I was like, okay, cool. Done. I went back for my part-time on Friday.
Okay.
Sat down. I was so excited to sit in the cafeteria. In the cafeteria, I sat down. I was like, guys, this is what we're doing.
Mm.
On this day, in 2 weeks, apply for an off day.
Mm.
Let's all apply for an off day.
Mm-hmm.
Who can get it, will get it. Who can get a sick leave, will get a sick leave. But this day, we are partying. Everyone's like, okay, cool. All right. Cool. Went Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm off again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
Monday, now I take the staff bus going to look for venues.
Mm. I'm
moving around looking for venues. By some chance, I stumble upon a place called Kiza.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this place. Saw it. Cool. Met one of the guys that changed my direction in life again, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Met Glenn. Glenn is like, he sees this kid walking in, clueless. And I'm like, look, I want to host something here. I don't know. I just want a table.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, okay, cool. For how many? I was like, I'll let you know in next week. I went back Friday, cafeteria. Okay, who managed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 13 people. Cool. We're going to party in Kiza.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know the package.
Mm-hmm.
Following Monday, Kiza again. Yeah, so we're 13. What package can we get? Oh, instead of doing a package, come for a brunch. What? Do the brunch. Cool. Went back. Guys, it's a brunch. It was like,
I love that.
Guys, it's a brunch.
This name president, you have earned it. You have earned it, Farai. Say it with your full chest. Because you've literally created a council of governance.
Went back. Guys, it's a brunch. Cool. How much? I was like, but to make it special, let's all dress the same way.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's an African place. Let's wear African attire.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Cool. That brunch, we got so lit. We had so much fun
in that
brunch. And it was, I still have a picture of it, and I'll send you the picture.
Please,
so you
can
show
it.
Please,
they can put it in the screen. I will, please.
It's a group of us randoms, someone that was a lifeguard in a water park, someone that is a waitress, someone that is a bartender, someone that is
a hairdresser,
a manager, you know, but we're all in Jumeirah. Then we got so lit and we ended up continuing the party. We left Kiza. We ended up in JBR somewhere.
Okay.
The days they were doing Afrocentric.
Oh, yes. I remember Afrocentric. Yeah. At a rooftop somewhere, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Pure Sky.
Yes, Pure Sky.
And we ended up in Afrocentric. I passed out in the lobby.
Mission accomplished.
You know,
my job is done.
Woke up and I was like, let's go. But That one moment was spread out the whole hotel.
Whoa.
Following week, I go to work.
Whoa.
Everyone's like, when is the next one? I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean next one?
When is the next one? I was like, bro, like we would like get a next one. I was like, okay, cool. Funny enough, my manager for the last venue was like, the next one, come and do it on a Wednesday in 360.
Whoa.
I was like, okay, cool. I was like, let us know. You guys already have 50% discount.
Facts.
All you guys have to do is come and party.
Show up and have a good time.
I was like, the one thing that I want is a dress code. I was like, you guys can wear what you want.
Mm.
I'll let you know the dress code. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sat down with the troupe. Guys, now it's an actual thing. Rally the gang. Next event, we had 40 people from the same hotel.
Whoa.
Craziest party. Yeah, they gave us a whole section. Craziest party. Now it's spread into our hotel, and it's spread to Hilton. It's spread to JW Marriott that there's this thing that hoteliers are doing.
Mm.
I was like, okay, cool.
You know what? You created a movement.
Yeah. I was like, after 360, let's do the next one. Went back to Kiza.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to go full on now. Now I understand what I need to do. I didn't know, but now I know.
Mm.
Glenn taught me how to make money from events. Mm.
Shout out to you, Glenn.
Yeah, I was like, I just want a table. It's like, instead of having a table, Target, take the venue.
Mm.
I will pay you 50 dirhams for each person that walks through that door.
What?
I was like, okay.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Done. Make your flyer. Make this. Mm. I don't care. We have a DJ that day, Munedi.
Munedi
knows the assignment.
Standard.
I have a DJ. He understands. Cool. Go back. The mob. Now I'm like, the mob then needs to grow. Spread it to everyone you know outside. We're doing, it was called the Afro Renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
The Afro Renaissance brunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you the flyer as well.
Yes, so please. Look up. Standard. I'm expecting all of this, okay?
Afro Renaissance. Dress your African attire.
For the culture.
We had 150 people.
Hey! Hi, drops the mic.
Kiza had never seen that. From one guy that was never a promoter, that was never nothing, just a guy that knew a bunch of people. And they were like, and I caught the attention of the owner. He was like, Joe, I was like,
I see you.
Let's talk.
I see you.
I was like, okay, cool. I see this one. Here's your money.
Yeah.
First time I made equal to my salary in one day.
In fact, hours, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
What? It's so like, employment is really slavery.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Then it was like, I want to challenge you. I want to give you daytime and nighttime.
Mm.
Do both. Let's see what you can do.
Mm.
I was like, okay, cool. But I need something. It's like, what? It's like, I need to bring my brother. I was like, what does he do? Is he a DJ? I was like, he's not a DJ, but...
The dopest hype man you ever know in the city.
Exactly. I was like, I need him here.
I like the fact that you, coming from a point of risking it all, were smart enough to even negotiate.
I was like,
because at that point, if it was me, I would have like just said, okay, what do you want me to do? Let's do it. I would have never had that audacity to challenge him and say, these are my terms as well.
Then he was like, how much will it cost?
Mm.
I was like, he just needs a flight. He can come stay with me.
Mm.
I just want you guys to see him.
Mm.
I want you to experience this.
Mm.
Because it's not here in Dubai.
Mm.
It's like, okay, you know what? This guy had 150 people the last time. Let's give him something.
Let's.
They booked his flight. They did his visa.
Mm.
I'm like, come. He came through and we did a back-to-back. In the afternoon, we had 100. In the evening, we had 200.
Whoa.
He was the hype man for the evening.
Whoa.
And it was big. As soon as that happened, see life. I get my email from Zero Gravity to say, come join full time.
The devil is always working overtime. Something like, had to stifle you.
But
it always happens that way.
I was like, okay. Then I told my bro, I was like, because he was visiting. He was like, you know what? When the next one happens.
Yeah.
Call me. It's fine.
Mm.
It's like, okay. But you know what happens with passion and purpose is that it haunts you.
Oh my God, it bites you.
It sits.
I've had, I kid you not, I've had the same dream since February this year.
Yeah.
You know when it stopped? And actually Smiley realized this. When I tattooed the mic on my back. That's when it stopped. Because now I think instead of haunting my brain, it's stuck on my body so I can sit every day.
Consciously, you know it's there.
I know it's there.
I already know.
Anytime I'm trying to run away from my purpose, I think the day I stop, and immediately I got that tattoo in May this year.
Yeah.
June, July, when I came back, I was struggling for funds and something and stuff to do. And then I just stumbled on Zayad on Instagram and his studio. And I reached out to a couple of people, but my spirit were not connecting with them. I'm very deep on vibes.
Yeah.
Like if I call someone and the energy doesn't attract, I don't force issues.
You are actually.
Yes.
I remember I was telling someone today, like, I have a thing where I describe people.
Mm.
I was talking to my, before I got here, yeah. I was talking to my other business partner and she was like, who are you meeting? I was like, I'm meeting Yvette. It's like, who's Yvette? I was like, remember the first verse of House of Vianos? The girl that would actually go live whilst driving and go like, guys, today I want enjoyment only. Catch me at House of Vianos. For free. I did not know this woman. No, I was like, who's this? For free. And she was like, oh, that girl. I was like, yeah, like I'm going to check out. And for her,
yeah,
she was like, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm just going to check out the space. She has a podcast room. So we have a couple of people flying in next week. So we might end up like having a podcast with them.
I actually, in my dream, in terms of collaborating with you for House of Vianos, is having like a pre-party where we even set up like a DJ booth and we're doing the interviews, and then in between there's vibes. You know that one when girls are getting ready,
so
doing their lashes
and
doing stuff, and then they listen to the story. You now connect with the artist on a more deeper level.
Yeah, it's
you understand
actually,
what
it's
they
beautiful.
Do.
It's I'll send you a clip of one of the moments that inspired me. It was Davido's show. It wasn't the show itself that inspired me, but what was happening in the background. His whole team coming together and going like, okay, guys, we're ready. I just spoke to the sound engineer, this one. And that one is going like, guys, it's insane. What it was behind the scene.
That's where the magic is.
Yeah, and just because of that video, when he came to the Lost House of Vianos, I recognized two of his team. I was like,
I know you. Yeah.
He's looking at me like, bro, why are you pointing at me?
We're going to come back to that Davido moment, but let's go back to 150 to 200. Smiley's here. You've now gotten the job. Finally, zero gravity.
And they go.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm being haunted by my purpose and I couldn't focus at work. I'm standing there and, you know, there's those, the teal thing that has the receipt.
Uh-huh, okay.
If you just press.
The receipt pops up. Comes, yeah. Yes.
I'd press, one comes up, it's a blank one. I'll start writing things. Then for the next one, I need to do this.
So now you don't have the book. Now you're writing on paper.
I can't carry the book.
Yes,
I'm at work.
Yes, I know.
I'm writing. And I keep those, put them in my pocket. When I get home,
must
open
be fun
them.
Doing your laundry.
I swear, it was wild. Open them, start writing everything that I did. I was in zero gravity, and zero gravity, I understand why I was there. The production of that place, those people know how to throw a party. Production from, I have never seen a team that works so hard. It's tirelessly and effortless. From the time we close, they start working for tomorrow. They're preparing.
Wow.
There's a team that comes and prepares for tomorrow.
Wow.
The inflatable balloon that you see today is not there. There's another inflatable balloon coming in.
Tomorrow.
They change.
Switch the vibe.
The DJ booth switches. Where you come back,
the
and
lighting,
it's a whole
the
different
form.
Venue.
And you're like, I was here yesterday. It didn't look like this.
I swear. That was impeccable. For me, that was Wonderland. And I would look at it. And I understand why I was there. Because that is what I got. And if you see most of my events, it starts somewhere.
Correct.
Once it starts there, it moves.
It's like a rotation.
Yeah, it's just something that happens. There's just drama somewhere there. And That's what I picked up. I stayed there 4 months and I was like, I need an annual leave. I was like, annual leave, bro. You've been here 4 months. I need an annual leave.
I'm sorry. I need to go.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. We'll give you an annual leave. Then they gave me another month.
Okay.
Bear in mind, I came from 2 months. Gave me a month.
Okay.
That month, I went to Kiza and I was like, if I was to do this full time, would you guys take me on? It's like, why? I was like, let's have a meeting. Sat down with Joe. That was my interview. It was in Nando's in Sheikh Zayed Road. It was Joe and his daughter.
Mm.
His daughter was there. As soon as I sat down, I was like, I like him. Aww. I like his glasses. Because I had like these dorky glasses.
That has always been your thing, by the way.
It's like, I like his glasses. Then Joe's like, we're talking business. Okay, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I broke it down. On Monday with your venue, I want to do this. Tuesday, mm-hmm. I want to do this. Wednesday, I want to do this.
All the notes were coming through.
Everything was breaking down. Brunch, your brunch, I want to change it to this. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to showcase this. You guys are not showcasing a lot of jazz.
Mm.
I love Afro jazz.
And the whole ambiance drives that.
Yeah.
They had that cigar lounge back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He saw the vision and it was like, okay, I'm going to take a risk on you, but not fully.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is that I'll employ you part-time.
Okay.
I know you have a month to show me until you hand in your resignation. So come in, work. So I go in first day, Kiza. Out of nowhere, the manager's like, I heard you're the new host. Stand at the door.
And you're like,
I was like, wait, what?
Come,
so what? Me being the new guy.
Yeah, you don't want to ruffle feathers.
I'm standing there. Then I'm like, nah. After 2 hours, I was like, nah.
This ain't it.
Look, I'm going, but let's have a conversation tomorrow with Joe. Joe's like, what's wrong? I was like, let's talk tomorrow.
Mm.
I tell him that, look, I have a purpose and I know my purpose. I know my vision. Give me a shot. I can do this. He's like, okay, cool. All right. Structure our Saturdays. Saturdays started doing reggae in a yard.
Reggae
night.
Vibes.
Reggae. Vibes. Reggae.
Vibes. That I'm sure you've already captured the entire of hospitality, especially Kenyans.
Oh.
That's our reggae deep.
That was fun because Kenya and Zimbabwe were so
our culture are
into
so alike.
Yeah.
So alike.
Then we did the reggae clash where Kenya's competing versus Zimbabwe.
Mm.
And shout out to DJ Babu. One of the first DJs.
Legend.
Man, it goes deep. It goes deep with Babu.
Mm.
Like the way that we connected even during that time. And we worked together on this project. It was a month-long project of DJ battles every Saturday.
Wow.
Free entry, come through Kenya.
Mm.
There was the final one.
Mm.
The final day of that battle. That was when Joe was like, come in tomorrow, you sign your contract. The final day, we had 600 Zimbabweans and Kenyans in that place.
What?
600.
Those are the days Kiza. Like in Kiza, we were packed like sardines.
It was insane. The front was full. The dining area was full.
The cigar area was full.
And funny enough, in the beginning, we were like, we only saw Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans came early.
Yeah.
Zimbabweans. Because,
Kenyans,
you know,
we're
the
African
happy hour.
Timers. Yeah.
Zimbabweans, happy hour. They came in for the happy hour. We see Zimbabwean flags. I was like, where's Kenya? As soon as 12 hit, I think there was a bus somewhere that had Kenyans parked. Boom, 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 boom. Packed. Kenya's there. We couldn't decide. Mm-hmm. We couldn't say the winner up until today is Silva and DJ Fanta. Both of them, they're the winner of the reggae clash in Kiza because we couldn't pick one.
Mm.
It was going to end up becoming a fight.
Oh, it would have been more. Let the jury be out on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silva and Fanta stood in front. Mm. Babu was there holding. Well, like, these are the winners, guys. It's finished.
Mm.
Let's have fun now.
Mm.
And that's where it was. Then joined Kiza. Fast forward. Yeah.
Okay.
Then everything that came after that was what led to this moment.
Wow. So now that we've established, that was like probably your last point of like saying employment.
Yeah.
the birth of House of Llanos. Let's talk about that. So now that you already have a crew, you have a quorum, you have a squad that you can fall back on that know that, Farai will always supply the vibes.
Yeah.
How did you birth this beautiful concept called HOI?
With Hoy, it... I think everything comes from a place of pain.
Mm.
With House of Llanos was... I was going through a really tough time. Mm. It was out of COVID.
Mm.
I was going through a bad breakup.
Mm.
And I met... It was one day. You know, when COVID was the worst thing for me because I couldn't create.
Mm.
I was just sitting there.
Creative block.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Mm.
Like, I was sitting there. I was like, I want to be active, but I couldn't. And this was for a whole year.
Oh, God.
Because as much as, now people can move around. You're not allowed to dance. You're not allowed to breathe.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do this. You're not.
It's the breathing for
you
me.
couldn't
the masks.
Do anything. Yeah, we couldn't do anything. So it created someone completely different inside, mm-hmm. where my passion wasn't fulfilled.
Mm.
And the moment where my breaking point came was when I was like, okay, you know what? You need to get your shit together now.
Mm.
I sat down and I was like, look, today we are creating our future. We're not leaving this room until we create our future. I stopped everything. I stopped drinking. I stopped smoking. I stopped, like, everything that I stopped it. I put a hold.
You needed a clean spirit to focus, alignment.
Stopped seeing all my friends. All my friends are like, we want to come see you. I was like, nope. Leave me until I tell you I'm ready.
Mm. That's like when Jesus was in the wilderness. Farai was in the wilderness.
Yeah, that comparison was wild. I sat there it took a week. A week I knew exactly what I wanted to do. In a week I created four concepts. I created House of Llanos, I created There Goes the Neighborhood Market, and I created...
Actually, this is from there.
I created a festival.
I got it from There Goes
the
Neighborhood.
Oh, you got it from the neighborhood. And
yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Hey!
So I created a festival that we haven't even started doing now.
Wow.
Yeah. So House of Llanos, I was like, I can't do this alone. I need someone to support me and work with me on this. Mm. I called up a first friend, Pila.
Mm.
Pila was the first person I thought of. We weren't even that close, but I was like, Pila has the same energy as me. And I know he's as passionate as I am with this. Let me work with him on this. Mm. Pila, this is what I want to do. Being Pila, he was just like, say less. Let's do it.
Done.
We pushed on it. We did a couple of brunches here and there, and we managed to sit down. I told him my whole vision. He was like, this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, I love this. This is amazing. Like, he was messing with it. Like, then we did a few events as House of Llanos, official events as House of Llanos. Then Pila couldn't
continue.
Remember,
was the first one in Pasha, the one in Madinat, or there were a couple before that?
Because
that was my first one.
No, before that, like...
And that one had me lit.
Yeah.
And then I had some friends who had come from Kenya. So they saw my post. They checked in at like 2:30. They were like, even if we catch a bite for 15 minutes, it's okay.
That was crazy.
That
I think it continued until like 6 a.m.
Thank you. We left at 5:15.
It continued until 6. So then... The first one was a couple of brunches in JBR, like 50, 60 people.
Okay.
And some of those people are like day one people. House of Llanos brunch people are the day one people. Mm. Shout out to them. And we had to stop. Pila also went through what he was going through as well. And
seasons.
He was like, you know what? Let me take a break.
Yeah.
You troop forward and continue this. I need to actually step back and just focus on a few personal things.
Okay.
It's like, okay, cool. Continued. And being a risk taker, I took a lot of risks, and those risks landed me in bad spaces. And because of COVID, I overcalculated. It was so financial. It was a lot of things. And it was one of the worst years of my life.
Mm.
But funny enough, God being who he is, on the 1st of January, As soon as it was the 1st of January the following year, after going through a hectic year
hell.
Of how do I get out of this? What do I need to do?
Oh, some funks can be disgusting.
Then God was like, my guy, let's turn it up a bit more. Let's
accelerate. Let us gas, boil no
you.
Breaks.
You are there. You are almost there, but let us boil you.
Mm.
I experienced one of the craziest moments in my life for 12 days. And coming out of that moment was, that was the one that created House of Yanos.
The Eureka moment.
Behind my girlfriend was there going like, do House of Yanos, do House of Yanos. I'm like, not yet, not yet. Something inside me was saying, not yet, not yet. And I, on the 1st, because of COVID, I'll actually say this. I've never spoken about this story openly, but I'll actually say it because it's a story that provides empowerment to a lot of people, and a lot of people have gone through it.
Thank you for sharing.
So during COVID, I was staying in my apartment and, you know, lost my job and everything. Mm. I had left Kiza. I actually left Kiza so that I can open a company.
Mm.
Resigned, full on. Mm. The good thing about it, I got my full benefits before COVID.
Uh-huh.
COVID hit, that savings, that benefits, it started being spent because there was no more income coming.
You're just expending expenditure.
And because of that, I had to move. I was staying in a 3-bed apartment. I had to move into a smaller space. In that 3-bed, I had my whole family there.
Mm.
Everyone during COVID had lost their jobs. Oh, I was like, come.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone was staying there. And I had to move into a smaller space after a few months. But what happened was that my landlord continued to charge me my rent. But that's a different story.
Okay.
Anyway, that built into something. And on the 1st of January, after a very horrific year, on the 1st of January.
2021 or 2022.
Yes. 1st of January.
2022.
I got arrested. Roadblock because of that apartment.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Out of nowhere, I'm there. And funny enough, and that's why I say every single thing I go through, I had to. I hadn't had a single moment in that year to actually sit down and think.
Mm.
Because of that, I was at peace. I had no phones. I couldn't get in touch. When I got arrested, like it was, I didn't have my phone. I couldn't find out what's happening and all of that. And it was the new year, and they had changed the law. So there was a lot of things that were going on. So I was just sitting there 4 days, nothing. Not knowing why I'm here, what's going on.
You needed but to be isolated.
I had to. I had to go through that moment. And because I have the team that I have, they fought. As soon as 24 hours not hearing from me, they was like, we need to find this man.
Mm.
They all rallied together. They
worked
hard.
And you remember
that
was a very sensitive time because suicide rates had escalated.
Yeah.
Mental
especially
health
even
was, woo!
One of my favorite performers as well. Yeah. He went
I
through
that
hard
time. I
see you
grieving
it
all the time.
All the time. Yeah. I always. And they rallied and started running. And that gave me peace. Mm. That gave me peace to know that someone will fight for me even the times I can't fight for myself.
Mm.
Someone is there fighting.
You identified your core.
I did not communicate with anyone. I did not speak to anyone. They knew it. That time, my sister was visiting by chance. She was there.
Mm.
Her flight got delayed somehow. She had to stay over.
The
and
universe.
She had to be there.
She had to.
That was my purifying moment.
Mm.
The people I met in that space, there's a time where I was there and, you know, these conversations come up where you go like, what's the first thing you're going to do when you leave? Because everyone was just there going like, it's a matter of time until my
this
thing
is just
clears.
A whatever. Yeah.
And it wasn't like the main place. Was a holding cell.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, what's the first thing that you're going to do? One is like, oh, I'm going to go to McDonald's and eat a burger and what. And the place that I was, it was close to Expo.
Okay.
The cell, the station that I was close to Expo. So a lot of people were getting arrested from Expo and being brought there. So there was a lot of different nationalities there, UK guys and, you know, people were dealing with this differently. And we're talking and this was like, oh, I'm going to, bruh, tomorrow, I think I'm out in the next 2 days and I'm going to just go enjoy a burger. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's like, what are you going to do?
Mm.
I was like, I'm going to host the family meeting. I was like, what is that? I was like, goosebumps. It's an event that is going to just bring everyone together. And
oh my God, Farai.
And that was the one.
Oh my God.
And I was like, it's an event that's going to bring everyone together. Mm-hmm. And no one, the thing about it is that no one was like, what the hell is that? Everyone's like, book me a table. I'm going to be at Farai's party with 10 of my friends. And this is the song. Farai, play the song for me when I'm there. Then we started singing Wizkid. Oh, no. Farai, play the song when I'm there. We started singing another song. And it got to a point where
that
all
was
of us,
actually your first family meeting.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
And it got to a point where I was just like, I need to do this.
Mm.
As soon as I got out, everyone, my whole team is busy running around going like, so are you okay? I was like, guys, we need to have a meeting in the next 2 days.
Period.
I was like, wait. We need to actually sort out. I was like, we need to have a meeting. I sat with my business partner and she was like, she had a whole plan for me.
Mm.
It's like, look, I spoke to this manager. He said that you can come on board as an events coordinator until you pick up yourself. And then there's this place where you can go. I was like, wait, we're doing an event.
Mm.
It's like, how? We don't have money. We literally have, I have 500 and you probably have, how much do you have?
You're in arrears.
Yeah. I was like, I don't have money, but I only have 300 dirhams. It's like, how are we going to do this? Event, you need this, you need that. I was like, it's going to happen. Somehow, I know. I was like, why? I was like, it's going to be called the family meeting. I was like, how? It's like, I don't know, but it's going to happen.
In 2 days, we're having a meeting. Yes.
Cool. All right. We sit down. It's like, let's map it out. And everyone, all of my friends, even my girlfriend was there going like, you need to actually just get a full-time job.
Mm.
Leave this and get a full-time job. Like, yes, come back to it later.
Yeah.
I'm not saying leave your dream, but come back to it later. Mm. And I was like, no. And let me do this. And after I do this, I promise I'll get a job.
Mm.
And she's like, okay, cool. Let's do it. And bear in mind, she's the one that's been pushing me to do House of Yarns.
Correct.
And she's like, how are we going to do this? And I was like, it's going to be under House of Yanos.
Okay.
It's going to be called the family meeting,
okay.
House of Yanos.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, cool. Let's run it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. We go to a few venues that we know. They said no.
Immediately no.
No, Farai, like, you don't have that many people right now. And it's not going to work here, bro. It's not going to work. Called up a few people. It's not going to work. No. Okay, cool. Then she's like, okay, cool. Let's put a pause on finding a venue. Let's find DJs.
Mm.
Call up all my DJ friends. No, bro, you still owe me for the last event. And I can't DJ for you.
Mm.
Okay, cool. I understand. You know, I respect that.
No problem.
Cool. Called up. Out of nowhere, I end up calling DJs that I've never worked with.
Mm.
I called Capitano GB. Capitano, I know you don't know me like that. We've worked in Kiza. And funny enough, we worked together in Kiza way back when. He was starting his DJ career.
Ah.
I was starting my events career together. And I was like, I don't know if you remember me. I was like, of course I remember you, bro. I was like, I need help.
Mm.
I need a DJ, but I don't have money.
Mm.
Whatever comes out from the event, I will pay you. Right now, I can't guarantee anything. It's like, say less, I'm there.
No way.
Let's do it. Cool. Called up OBK. OBK, I need your help. OB is like, bro, I don't care, bro. Like, let's rock. I want a DJ. I haven't DJed in a while.
I'm here for vibes.
Yeah, let's do it. Called up Jade with the hat.
Mm.
Same thing. Let's do it. I don't care, like, whether we get money or not.
Yeah.
It's fine. Cool. Then we're like, okay, we got 3 DJs, we're good. My business partner, fine.
One problem sorted.
Then still venue. Mm. Then Jade is like, oh, I know this guy in Media One. Talk to him. He might have a venue for you. Funny enough, we stumble upon this amazing parking lot that no one knows about. P7 Arena.
Yes!
It was perfect, but it was too big. Because in our head, we're sitting there selling. How many people are coming to your event? I think we can get 80 people. Solid 80 people will be there. Okay, what is the minimum spend? They don't have a minimum spend. We don't know if they're going to spend.
Yeah.
Then this guy's just like,
that's looking like jokers. Like, what the
hell? Okay, you know what? What's there to lose?
The venue hasn't been working for like 2 years because it's a parking.
We're not doing anything. Cool, come through, my G. Come do what you guys are doing. We'll give you the venue. Try reach at least 100.
At least, a round number.
Like, cool. My business partner, me and Grace. Cool, let's start working. Back to basics. I know 10 people, you know 10 people. Those 10 people know 10 people. Those 10 people know 10 people. Let's go, my guy. Start it. Designer, I called up my designer. I'm like, bro, I can't pay you, but I need a design.
I need a flyer.
It's like, don't worry about it. We've worked together before because even the flyers for Kiza, he was doing. There's a flyer.
Enjoy.
Take it. Do your thing, my guy. When you're okay, hit me up.
Don't forget me. Yeah.
Cool. Started working. We released the reservations because we needed to know how many people, not just randomly people.
And of course, this is after COVID.
Exactly. So we needed limits. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I was like, okay, let's release the reservation link. In 24 hours, we had 200 people signed up.
You were looking for 80. You got 110%.
I was like, okay.
105. Okay.
Maybe there's a glitch in the system.
You are thinking, did it double book?
Let's open it to 400 because you never know. 24 hours after opening it to 400.
What?
Okay, let's open it to 600 because you know people cancel and all of that.
Exactly.
600 people book.
No way, Farai.
And we're like, okay, we're looking at these numbers. Like, is there something wrong with Eventbrite?
Yes.
They were like, okay, the venue was like, look, we have 600 people that signed up, but I'm very sure not 600 people will show up. How many can we facilitate? I was like, maximum 300. We'll open the space up for 300. On that day, 458 people showed up for House of Yannis. 458 people showed up for House of Yannis. That was one of the biggest events I had ever done until that day. Shows up.
Whoa.
We're like, okay, maybe it's by chance. It's a fluke. Let's do it again after 1 month. We do it again. 600 people. We do it again. 800 people. By the time you arrived, that was 900
More than
people.
Because we had levels to this shit now. Like, literally.
That was 900.
I kept wondering, why am I hearing your voice going higher? Where is this guy?
Funny story. That very first day, that's the first day I held the mic. Because what was happening? The owner of the place wanted to sell more champagne. And wanted to do that whole, this person in the house. Mm. He calls a waiter, random waiter from I don't know where. Mm. He just grabs the mic. Oh, everybody, see this person. He just bought most expensive champagne. I was like,
that's not how it works.
I was like, where's Smiley? Where's my Smiley? He's like, we need an MC. We need an MC. I was like, I'll go. Then I was like,
everyone's like, huh? Never.
I was like, I'll go. Then I went. House of Yannis, how are you feeling? And the trick is that I always imagine if I was my brother, what would Smiley do?
Oh, that is so deep.
That was it. What would Smiley do? I was there. Cool. Started doing it. It became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The next one. Mm-hmm. A thing. The next one. A thing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we hit July, from first event, Feb, by the time we hit July, we did Uncle Waffles Major League in Yume. We did 1,500 people per event. That was the biggest African rave in Dubai. No one has actually done a party African-centered that big.
Slow clap.
And that was the one.
I need to get you flowers, man. You need to receive them.
That was the one.
Whoa.
And that was where the republic was born.
I told you, we started as a house. We're a fucking republic now.
That's where it became a republic.
Damn.
And it was the same people we started with in the beginning, your hoteliers. Mm. And anytime anyone asks, who's your target market? I'm like, the people that cannot get into clubs.
Correct.
Those are our people. The people that are told spend 30K on a table.
Yes.
3,000 on
dress
a table.
Dress code, this,
sometimes
that.
People just need somewhere to sit. Sometimes a group of girls just need somewhere to sit.
To chill and unwind and just be free. Like, community is so important in the diaspora. People don't understand how it's an invaluable part of existence here.
I want to walk in as a black male into a venue and not be seen as if it's either you are Nigerian and you're spending 30,000 or you're a nobody. I want my 100 dirham to count for something.
It should.
Because
there's blood, sweat, and tears in that money.
I want my sister to walk in dressed how she's dressed, with her voluptuous curves, with her body structure.
Correct.
Flaunting
with
it.
With her African head wrap.
Not being told these
dress
are prostitutes.
Code,
These are working girls.
Oh.
Like, why can't I just look fucking amazing without actually being labeled?
Thank you.
If
Thank
I'm
you
walking
for
by
right.
myself without a man next to me, why can't I just
Not
be
even
an
that.
African woman?
I walk into House of Llanos on my own. You know how sometimes people can be flaky and say, oh, we are going. You call the, oh, I slept off. Oh, my boyfriend said we hang out. Oh, we are going for a movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to show up and show. And I go on my own and I catch a vibe on my own. In fact, I end up meeting new friends there.
I swear, that's what it's supposed to be. And that was the moment that you captured.
Yes.
That moment where I wanted to say something and I just actually, I couldn't see where people ended.
Mm.
I stood there and I was looking in Yume and the stairs are full. The back,
it's full.
Everywhere it's full. And I'm like, oh, these people are here. 1,500 people. And that moment, I was actually about to announce that we have 1,500 people in the building because the manager came and said, we've sold 1,500 tickets.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's where we are. That's where this is the people that we are. And since that day, it's just been back to back.
Mm.
Everyone has been anticipating. Oh, it's gonna
I see how people
out.
Bother you. Like, Farai, when's the next one? When's the next one? When's the next one?
What we managed to create was a whole community.
Mm.
And that's what we love about it. Like, we started with 150 followers. Right now, we're about to hit 11,000.
Organically.
Organic.
On the hardest algorithm on the planet right now, Instagram.
Thank you. Organic. And right now we're about to anticipate in the next 4 days we'll reach our 11K followers. And it's no jokes. Like it's a lot of hard work. It's a big team. It's you just need to be surrounded by people that, number one, believe in you and people that love you.
Mm.
I was blessed enough to find the love of my life during the hardest time of my life.
Oh.
And that person has been my fuel up until today. Constant, day by day, my battles are her battles. My downcomings are her downcomings. And she is always there with me. My business partner believed in me when I had 10 dirhams in my account. She'll never be poor as long as I'm there. My best friend, there as well, since day one. And these are the people that, if anything, if tomorrow there's no House of Llanos, whatever happens, God forbid.
God forbid, pull back to sender.
But I'm blessed enough to have found
your tribe.
Real people.
Your tribe.
And that is what a lot of people fail to find, especially in a place like this.
Oh, yes, because it's all glitz, glam, and vanity.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all about, let's take cute pictures, friend.
Yes, please.
Let's look cute, friend.
Yes, and give each other, like, compliments that we never say in person, but we can write them as comments and hashtags.
And the times where I wasn't looking cute, the times where I couldn't buy my own drinks, I couldn't buy my own food, these are the people that constantly... And for that, as soon as House of Llanos was there, I took the next step with the person that I love. I was like, done. My best friend, I told him, quit your job. Let's do this full time. My other friend was like, same thing. I told her, quit your job. We're doing this full time. None of us need to work.
This is our calling.
This is it.
This is our calling.
This will feed us. And we'll feed the next people that come after us.
Mm.
All we have to do is continuously grow. Up until date, I am proud to say that House of Llanos has brought over 25 international amapiano DJs in Dubai, has created employment for close to about over 10 DJs.
Wow.
From scratch.
Let's even talk about the milestone of Davido just showing up randomly last week.
Yeah.
If that does not tell you your vibe attracts your tribe, then I don't know what will.
Randomly, 12 midnight, our booking agent Amigo calls and he's like, Davido wants to come. I was like, do we have a table for Davido? And you know, the crazy thing about it is that over time, I think... Over time, we've had so many people that have come to House of Llanos. We've had this big influencer now that has this prime drink. Okay. There's Logan Paul, the guy, KRS or something.
Okay.
Like along those lines.
Yeah.
He was at House of Llanos at some point. We've had socialites from South Africa.
Yes.
Big
ones. There was the table next to me and I was like, I know all these bitches from Instagram.
Yeah, baddies. Yeah, exactly.
Baddies. And I say bitches with all due respect. Please. No, it's not like a derogatory term.
So we've had so many people, but the one thing that Davido did is that he came in and he knew what he was going to do by doing what he was doing.
And that's one thing that I say. He is number one on my vision board of people I want to interview.
Yeah.
Because for a man of his pedigree and his life affluence, the way he resonates with building up people.
Yeah, he knew.
That is something that you cannot fake.
He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
And it's some as soon as he walked in and... A lot of celebrities will come and go like, No, don't look at me.
He was on top of the pool table.
As soon as he came, he was there, video, like, my guys. Then he left, had his drink, came back to the DJ booth. We started playing his music, we're jamming with him.
Wow.
He knew, he spent he spent 3 hours with us.
Imagine.
Then,
and this is before his actual event.
Yeah.
Like when you should be saving airtime so that you can do a grand reveal. He was like, nah, fam.
Like, and that was the first time we understood what the term viral means.
Mm.
The following day,
mm.
our TikTok went from 100 followers. Now we're in 2,000 or 3,000 followers.
Whoa.
And this is in the space.
Hours.
Yeah.
That's the one your phone literally just does ding, 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 ding.
Currently, Davido video has 400,000 views.
He's on every person that...
Everyone.
Chop Daily, Mufasa Tunde Ednot, Afani African Pics. Like everyone who has clout and following online reposted that video.
And I love the fact that they tag us. Like they tag Davido vibing in House of Llanos.
They
don't even know what House of Llanos is, but
they will find out. They're about to find out.
He's there. And... Yeah, excuse me. That was cool. That was cool. And shout out to Davido. Honestly speaking, you created a crazy ripple effect for us, and it took
us. My dream is to interview you. I'm gonna look straight into this camera and say, Davido, I want you on this couch.
Talk to that man.
Yes, you know, it's gonna happen. I know the universe is gonna align it. Like I followed his journey for years. He gives me, you know, like that guy who, whether he's on the airwaves for good or bad news, it's unconditional love.
Yeah.
You know? It's the way, like, Trump will always be always on the news, always on the news. And no matter what he does, I just can never like him. But he's always in my head, in my mind, and he'll always show up he's on my there. Feed and my
exactly,
timeline.
Exactly, exactly. Nah, he's cool people, yeah. And he's done a lot for Amapiano as a movement as well. He's worked with some guys that no one else. When it's something, there's something about knocking at a door and having it being opened and being welcomed in.
Facts.
A lot of those Amapiano guys that are now
collaborating
big
with
stars
Afrobeats.
Now. They knocked at multiple Afrobeats artist doors.
Yeah.
And they refused to open, but correct. Davido agreed to open that
and
door.
And then now those artists go and replicate the beat and then try to mask it under. I'm going to say it like it is.
Okay,
story for another day.
I'm not going to speak about
it. Let's not push buttons, but it's fine. As a consumer, we can always tell.
Yeah.
Because the sound line is very definite.
Yeah.
Like, an Amapiano track, from the moment it starts, you will know where this is going.
Yeah, true.
There's a build-up. There's a point where you're like, is the beat going to drop? Is it not going to drop? There's that confusion.
Yeah, they get, not yet.
Not yet.
not yet.
So I feel you when you say that. So educate me a little bit. Is it safe to say that Amapiano is an independent genre on its own, or it's something that you would say it falls under Afrobeats?
This is my point of view.
Okay.
Strictly my point of view. I might be wrong, but the way that I see it is that Amapiano is its own thing. Mm. It's a birth of something that is deep in South Africa. Like, no one can actually ever take that away from South Africans, because the way that it is, like, even the way that it's
the movement,
aligned,
the
like
drip.
The sound itself, even before, like, before we get into the culture of it, the sound itself, from where it starts, a lot of people are like, my guy, where is there an intro for 1 minute, 30 seconds? You're just there, but that is how it is. I was fortunate enough to grow up in that space. And the only thing that I am, I'm just a vehicle.
A vessel.
Yeah. I am the guy that saw something.
To bring it to the Middle East.
And I was like,
forever, that will be your legacy, Farai.
I want that.
When they say Amapiano, there's no way your name will not be inscribed next to it.
I want it.
Passion. Passion.
So it's even in, it shows the patience of the South African creatives in anything that they create. Like, it's not rushed.
Because, my friend, I normally see some of that Amapiano legwork. I say, this one can even make Chris Brown end up in ER. It's mad.
It's effortless. Like, it's strongly embedded in who they are as people, as South Africans. It's effortless. It takes its time. You don't need to force it. Even the dancers themselves. It's only now where TikTok, it's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
But if you look at most of the Amapiano dancers, the key is not to sweat. You're not sweating. You're
chilled.
There just,
cruise.
You're going, you're pointing.
Hey,
let your hand work. Let your hand work. That is, it comes from that space. And it's something that is from your Zex Bantwinis, from your Black Coffees, from your Pro Kid, from AKA Ricky Rick. Like, it comes so far back, so far back, from your pitch black afros, like, for you to actually understand and vibe with it. And that's why at any House of Yanos, you don't arrive and it's just Amapiano from start to finish.
No.
You listen to Afro House, you listen to Gom, listen to
Kwaito,
Afrotech, Kwaito. You'll listen to everything because it builds up to
that moment.
So that's what it is.
Oh,
and
wow.
With the culture and also the dressing, the dances, the mannerisms, I feel like, especially with the dances, they come from the schools. all the dances that are happening now are somehow inspired by the school kids.
A video goes viral, the primary source is always some student in uniform.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because that's where the source of creativity
comes from. And when you connect with that generation, they grow up with you for the rest of their lives.
That's why they take it in a whole different way.
Mm.
And I guarantee you right now, like a lot of, I can easily say close about 60 to 80% of the young South Africans are not playing international music.
I agree.
They are listening to their music.
Support
they
your own.
They are promoting their artists.
Correct.
They are pushing their narrative.
True.
And not to say that, and it's not a gatekeeping thing.
No.
And that's what everyone wants to do now with Amapiano, to say that, oh, Amapiano.
It's ours.
It's ours. Mm. No, we made it better. Mm. No, we do it better. It's just like hip hop. Hip hop comes from the U.S. It has its own connotation. It has its own value to the people in the U.S.
Correct.
And this year they're celebrating 50 years.
50 years of hip hop too.
They understand it differently, but
correct,
that doesn't stop Ghana from having
no.
a hip hop genre.
I sing most of Davido's song. I don't speak Yoruba, but
exactly.
I flow to the lyrics like I'm his younger sister.
Yeah, you're there. If I tell you,
say
I love you.
Nick, I don't know
exactly
what it means, but I'm there.
But that is the thing about African music. You cannot it's for Africa.
I normally say when
Roomba music.
When
do you remember Roomba?
Oh, excuse me.
What?
I grew up with a Roomba
what
kick.
Wedding?
Shala Mwana, Billy Abel, Kanda Bongoman.
Hindemoni.
Hindemoni. Inde. Excuse me. I'm a child with roots.
That's it. What wedding do you go without actually celebrating life, celebrating unity, without playing beats that were birthed in Congo?
Correct.
Congo is not there going like,
oh,
hey,
that
yo,
is ours.
Why are you playing?
Yeah,
why are you playing
Lingala?
Why are you playing
Pupa? No.
Sauti Sol.
Thank you.
Some of the best harmonizers I've ever heard in my life.
Best band to ever come out of Africa. I'll
Nyashinsky,
say for free.
Hey,
legend.
I stand by it. Sauti Sol is the best boy band
I agree.
That has ever been.
In terms of management,
birth.
Art, and craft. Period. Period.
I said no. Challenge that. Challenge. Give us. Maybe I'm not educated. Maybe I'm not educated that far.
We
but
dare
Sauti,
you.
What? There's so many people doing amazing things. Yeah. Diamond Platnums with the way he controls
true.
A whole country.
True.
That man will cough and people go like, Diamond,
you know,
just coughed 2 minutes ago.
There's a time he went for sound check. It was packed like a concert. For sound check. Like everyone and anyone in that vicinity broke through the fence and came to do him, watch him do a sound check.
And that is beautiful.
That is,
it's just celebrate. Let's take away ownership. Let's take away the fact that, oh, you are from this country, so you need to listen to your music. You're from that country, you need to listen. Zimbabwe had Oliver Mtukudzi.
Oh, yes.
We still have Ja Prazer. We still have Winky D. So many talented people that are moving and creating a different sound. But it just happens to say that right now, South Africa is doing amazing.
Correct.
Let us also celebrate them.
True. The same way we celebrate Nigeria for kicking the door and putting us on the map.
Thank you.
You know?
Afrobeats is an unstoppable force.
Oh, my
God.
We took over and there's no turning back.
Yeah. And when people celebrate Afrobeats, everyone is there going, Burna Boy.
Uh-huh.
Whether you're from Morocco, Tunisia,
no.
Egypt.
It doesn't matter.
You're there going like, Burna Boy, my brother.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So let's do the same thing. Let's support these guys. Your
true.
Uncle Waffles, your
true.
Major League, your Dali Wongas. These are hardworking people.
Maporisa.
Like, hey. You don't understand. Like, these are kids that... These are people that were in spaces where they had to hustle.
Mm.
And now they're seeing the world. Sometimes it's unreal for them.
Correct.
Just like anyone else. I
correct.
Bet Diamond Platinums are the same.
Everyone has that journey. Everyone has that story. Everyone has, in your words, that Eureka moment that defines why you had to go through everything to get to where you are right now.
And it has saved an economy. It saved, it made a lot of people believe.
True. I was just reading a report that said that this is the first year after the pandemic where entertainment is back. from Barbie, Oppenheimer, Beyonce, Renaissance, Taylor Swift. So we are back in the game right now. We are not allowed to slack.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the time where we should be applying pressure.
Yeah, and we don't have the space nor the luxury to fight amongst each other and say that, oh, this one, play Amapiano the way that you feel you resonate with.
Correct.
It. Whether it's if you want to speed up the beat, whether if you want to put Burna Boy in the background, you want to put Beyonce in the background, do what you have to do.
Do you?
As long as you are actually pushing a movement.
Correct.
Play Afrobeats how you want to play.
Yeah.
Some people play Kulosa with
and
vocals from
South Africa.
From
It's true.
Some people play with vocals from Travis Scott.
Thank you. No one
is going there and going like, you see, you are not a real Travis Scott.
And
like,
now even with that, there's a subgenre that has been built called Afropiano, where it's Afrobeats plus Amapiano.
Yeah.
So it's this meshing. The more we intertwine.
Even the Arabic community as well.
Thank you.
They also have Amapiano. There's also a subgenre that they're creating as well because they connect with it.
Mm.
No one has limited house music. No one has limited hip hop. No one has limited Afrobeats.
No.
There's no need for us to limit Amapiano.
Mm.
Take it as it is.
Wow.
And enjoy it.
Wow. Farai. This podcast, man.
It's fire.
Fuel. Vroom, motherfuckers. Damn. The depth that you've just spoken, the realness, the rawness, the relatability, the surge, the calm before the storm, the story of greatness. Ah, you're a legend. Take it with your full chest. Own it.
Thank you.
Upwards and onwards.
Yeah. So, but with every great thing, there has been downfalls.
Mm.
We had to learn as we go.
Facts.
And take it as that. Like they say, Denzel says, fall forward.
Fall forward. Fail forward.
Continuously.
True.
Continuously learn. Mm-hmm. And there are times where my team will look at me and go like, what the hell are you doing?
Yep. That's
where are you taking it?
That's why I say legends are not born, they're made.
And it takes so much that is around you. It takes community. The one thing that we're blessed with, I will always be grateful for the Republic of House of Yanos.
The number of times you've said team in this podcast, if I had a dollar, I'll be cashing out right now. Make it rain. Make it rain. Hey. There's no I in team.
Because it's not me. Mm. It's not me. A lot of people, I am the face.
Mm.
I'm there because I'm the guy that screams
audacious.
Easy. But even the easy, there's somewhere where it comes from.
Correct.
I was inspired by someone else. The events, the fact that everything went well, the DJs that we play with, the team that is at the door, the team that is handling
the WhatsApp booking, messages,
the WhatsApp, the guy that stalks you on WhatsApp,
yes, DMs you on Instagram. It is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, so
I want to see this in a case study in Harvard.
I think so.
I think so. I know so. Yes,
there should be a study
exactly
about this. They really should be because it all just fell into place.
Pieces of the puzzle that
disconnected.
And every day you built the puzzle and each day it's like you're adding another block of Lego.
Yeah.
Higher and higher.
Yeah, we keep moving. And right now we have a few things in the pipeline, exciting things in the pipeline that we're excited to share.
Mm.
We're going to be officially doing our merch very soon.
Amazing.
A crazy partnership with a big brand based in Dubai.
Amazing.
It will be available soon. We're still working on it. We're dropping in November or December a full-on runway of House of Yanos merchandise, limited edition. And
dibs for
association with a big brand we're excited to work with. So
amazing.
That's one of our biggest wins.
Can I just come and set up like a podcast shop at the entrance to interview guests, like get what their vibe, what they're expecting from the show
the
and everything?
The way we're going to do it, you're going to love it.
Awesome.
The way we're going to do it is going to be, it's never been done before in Dubai. And I do encourage that.
I don't use my words lightly. Trailblazing.
Thank you. We
yes.
we fight for that. And yeah, so
Any parting shots, anything you'd want to say to that person who is, as you've said, you know, that fear you probably had in the beginning, that silence, that stillness. Like, if you could just summarize everything that you've said to inspire someone out there, what would you say? I mean, you've really done a lot of inspiring. Yeah. There's been a lot in there.
No, I'll part with my mother's words. My mother always says that, she says it in Shona, and the phrase is, kwese kunonaya, like, it rains everywhere. So when you're afraid to do something and you're saying that, oh, it's going to rain. It's going to rain in Dubai. It's going to rain in London. It's going to rain in Cape Town. The best that you can do is make sure that you make use of the sunny moments. Because it will rain.
Facts.
And regardless of where you are, a lot of people feel like, and this is actually something that I actually resonate with. A lot of people feel like they need to change where they are. I do agree. Sometimes for you to grow, you need to change your environment.
True.
But you're always going to be that person.
Correct.
You need to always look. I had to work so hard on myself. Through experiences that I've been through, through consciously actually telling myself that, Farai, you need to learn how to pay attention. You need to learn how to learn. You need to learn how
and
to
unlearn.
Do this. Yeah. And you also, as much as you take away from, oh yeah, I want to listen to the successful people, listen to the people that did failed. Not, yeah, that also failed.
Because there's two kinds of pain in this life.
Yeah.
There's pain of discipline, which is what you've just talked about, or pain of regret, which is what you wish you did.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you for free, the latter hurts deep.
I swear.
It hurts deep.
And I wish at the same time you, Yvette, I wish you success in what you're doing.
Please.
I really, truly do. And I've said this over the phone to you, that you found your purpose. As soon as you said it, Farai, I'm not working, and this is what I'm doing now. I don't know where it takes me. And I told you that is your moment.
You did.
Your spotlight is there.
Yeah.
All you just have to do now is actually just focus on it and build it. It is yours for the taking. You have the space for it. You have the people around it. Use the community. There's so many designers. There's so many upcoming DJs. There's so many people that have amazing stories.
Yes.
Talk to them. Talk to the failures. Talk to the successful people.
Yeah.
Like, I want to watch a podcast where someone goes like, you know what? I feel like my life is not working for me. And you turn their story around because they don't have the people to talk to.
True.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God.
And thank you so much for creating such a platform. I am in full support of you.
Thank you.
Whatever you need, I'm there.
Thank you.
We're having a big event very soon. Your podcast is automatically there as
Thank
a pop-up.
You.
So if you don't get to sit in this beautiful room, in this beautiful studio.
The studio will come to you.
The studio will come to you at the closest House of Yanos next month. I'll give you details soon.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much for that. This has been elevating, empowering, and encouraging. Upwards, onwards, Farai. The sky is just a benchmark, not a limit.
Thank
I'm
you.
Here to watch you win.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This has been an impeccable Dubai Diastery. Thank you so much, Farai. Until the next time we come your way, stay true, stay you. Bye, guys.
Thank you.